Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We'll be holding in Maaser's Daf Chav Beis and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlish, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Chav Aleph on Beis in the bottom. The Gemara explained previously that if an owner, according to one Madoma, owner cannot eat except if he's on the Muktzah, because if not, it looks like maybe now he decides it's Gemar Melocha, he decides to end the process of the Melocha, and he's Chayav Maaser. That's why we don't allow him to eat unless he's on the Muktzah where he puts the fruits to dry. So ask the Gemara, what about the children? The Mishnah says that children eat and they're not chayav and meiser. What about the children? It says the Gemara, everybody knows that the children cannot make a decision of when to make the fruits gemar malacha. Everybody knows they're relying on their father, that's why there's no problem to let them be meiser. So it says now the Gemara, the last line of Chof Aleph, Micha Bonov, that's the children, I understand. Ubnei Beisoy, what about the wife? Vein lo alov mezoinus, doesn't he have to pay the wife mezoinus? That's the giver mezoinus, and it's like giving a worker mezoinus, which is a mekach, and therefore it should be chayav and meiser. Says the Gemara in Amud Aleph, Keman Domar, that goes like Keman Domar, ein mezoinus leisha dvar Torah. In a Torah, you're not obligated to give food to the isha, so it's only the rabbanon, and therefore it's not kriveh. It's not considered to be a mekach. Keadot etan, as you saw in the brayso, ein bezim poizgi mezoinus leisha midmei shvis. Beis Din will not give food to Hisho from the money of Shvis. Avlin Zoynis Yitzel by Lob Shvis, but she can eat from her husband in Shvito. How you not allowed to use Pir Shvito for an obligation? Because this is only obligation with Darabonon, not obligation with Daraiso, and therefore you could pay it from Shvito. Says the Gemara of Yasuo Sokepoyel Shaino Shovio for Pruto. What about when you have a worker and you pay him less than a Pruto? It's not a really chash of amount, but still. It's chayav meiser. Isn't she at least like a poil which is not worth a pruto? Says the Gemara, no. Hadormo shelo yasu oiso kepoil she'ein no yofe shove pruto. We don't value her. The obligation of the husband to the wife is not, it's not considered to be obligation even for something which is less than a pruto. Says the Gemara, afilu kemando amar yesh lo alam mezoinos. Even if you say that she does, he does, the husband is obligated to give mezoinos to the isha. Midoraiso. Still, he's not, I mean, the raiso, she's not considered to be the owner of the house. As we saw in the braiso. Men that did shituv mevois, it's a type of eruv, and they did not ask the wives, shituv and shituv, it's a good shituv. But women that did shituv did not ask the husbands, ain't shituv and shituv. The shituv is not a shituv because the husband is considered to be the owner of the house and the wife is not. Now, why is this related to here? The Reb Chaim says, he brings the pshat, it just, by the way, we discussed if the husband is obligated to give the isha mezoinus min ha-toyro or not, and we're saying, our Gemara holds, it's only the rabbanon, even if you hold me the raiso, the house is not. The Rash Sirilao says, that's the reason it's not chayav and meiser in our case. When you're chayav and meiser, when it's going in your chatzah, when it's going to your house. So then it's chayav and meiser. Here, the wife is not considered to be the owner, so therefore, it's not chayav and meiser. Says Mu'atani, v'chulun shenichnesu misode la'ir nitbilo. So we mentioned the Mishnah, if a person goes through the chatzah, to the muktzah, so if the nebais eat in the chatzah, the potter went on meiser. But once it came from the muktzah, came from the place where you dry the fruits, and it came back into the city, went into a chatzah, it's chayav and meiser. And the reason is because when you start eating it, you're not going to return it back to the muktzah. So therefore, the chatzah is kaveh. So the Gemara understands, we're talking about that even if he didn't take it to eat, just the fact that he brought it to the chatzah is mechayav and meiser. So the Gemara must think so the Rebbe. This price, it goes like Rebbe. The Tani, hevi teini me'asodeh lechlun mechatzeroi. He brings figs from the field to eat in the chatzah. His intention is to eat in the chatzah. She'ein ha'mishtameres. It's not mishtameres, it's not kaveh le'meiser. This shochar v'chnisa l'toch beiso, but by mistake he brought into the house, or she chnisa matinokos, or he didn't put into the house, but the children put into the house, ha'reizim machzirim l'mikoyim mam v'oicha. So then he brings it back to the chatzar, and he can eat it, because he's not intending to eat, to bring it to the house. It's just being in a chatzar, which is not mishtam, which is not kept, and it's not guarded, so it's not chayav and meiser. And the fact he brought it to the house was a mistake. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, lo yom re'el l'shoigig. That's only by mistake he put it in the house. Hamez it also. He did it intentionally, so then he is chayav and meiser in the chatzar. Now, the Gemara understands that what it means intentionally means not intentionally to eat it. Not, at least not to eat achilas kva. He intentionally brought it to the house to eat achilas arei, just to eat a temporary food. Still, because he knows what he's doing, he put it into the house, it's chayav in Meiser. So the Gemara says, man, Tani, so who's the one who says this? Rebbe. That Rebbe said this thing. The Tani, hevi teini minasod hevir in lechatzeroi. He brought figs from the field and he went through the chatzer. Lo yichlom b'rosh gago, and his intention is to eat it on the top of his roof. Rebbe mechayav, Rebbe yisab yudin poiter. So Rebbe says he's chayav. Why is he chayav? Because he's going through the chatzer. And he's intending to go through the chutzur. Now, even though he's not intending to eat in the chutzur, he's intending to eat the Rosh Hagag on top of the roof. But because you went intentionally into the chutzur, it's chayav and meiser. So that's Rebbe Shito. Once you go into the chutzur, even without a kavana to eat there, you're chayav and meiser. So also the previous meiser, when a person goes into the house, even though he's not intending to eat the achilas kva, it's chayav and meiser. And this is the Gemara introducing, Yom Machlikas Rebbe, Arbisi, Arbiudo. Rebbe holds, when you go to the chutzur, you're chayav and meiser. Basically, Yudah holds, you go through the chutzur, if you're not tainting the chutzur, you're potter. And the Gemara says, that's what now we're going to see how our Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Having man tana mavir taining bechatzir, leak tzois. It says in our Mishnah, person goes through the chutzur, and he's got, it's not still Gemara Malach. He didn't finish the Malach. He's going to put it to dry. So then you're potter mina meiser. How loy leak tzois? If he didn't intend to bring it to dry, even though he's just going through the chutzur, he's not eating in the chutzur, Chayav, then he will be Chayav if it's a Gemara Melocha. Who's his man, the Amar Rebbe? Meaning our Mishnah that says that going through a Chatzah, the only reason you're Potter because it wasn't a Gemara Melocha, Masha was a Gemara Melocha, you're not Potter, that's the Shita of Rebbe. Ula, Bar Shmuel, B'Shem HaBlozer, Sending HaBlozer, Rebbe Arbeisi Abiyudo, Ayu Machnisi Mesakal Kolo L'Achre Aginus. So he's speaking about, we mentioned Arbeisi Abiyudo, we mentioned their Machlekes. So the more there was a story, the Rebbe Arbeisi Abiyudo were taking a basket of fruits, and they didn't want to go through the chutzur, not to be chav and meiser. So they went through the fields, through the ginyus, through the field in the back, which is not chav and meiser. Rabbi Loi saw them. Amar leim ruuma b'neichim l'rishonim. Look at the difference between you and the earlier generations. Rabbi Kiva elokeach shloisha minim b'pruto b'shul le'asa mikol minim b'min. Rabbi Kiva used to buy three fruits and one pruto, and his intention was to do meiser from each min. He wanted to do as much meiser as possible. You're taking a full basket and trying to trick the system not to be chayav and meiser, to go behind the house, even a full basket not to be chayav. I asked the Gemara, I don't understand. Why do you have to go through the backyard? Even if it goes through the front yard, through the courtyard, if he's intending to eat b'rosh hagag and not to eat in the chatzer, he's not chayav and meiser according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. And Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is in the story, so why did he go through the backyard? And that's what Gemara concludes. V'lo Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he is a Rabbi Yehuda in the story. Says the Gemara, begin Rabbi Dehavimi. Because Rabbi was with him, so then they were machmir, because he wanted to go to the Shita of Rabbi. But Echaim, Rabbi Yehuda had another solution how not to be chavin meiser. Chavtun chatzava, so an old man saw them. Malon Yavun Liatun, can you give me a little bit of your fruits? Amur Lehin, of course, take. Malon Lavuchon de Bishmayo lo Yavitun, Eloli. You're willing to give me, why not willing to give to Hashem? Why are you trying to trick the system and not to be meiser? The same way you're willing to give me fruits, give fruits to Hashem. It says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yochanan ki Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Lakish ki Rabbi Yisrael Abiyudo. So the Rabbi Chaim explains, referring to what we learned earlier in Perek Beis, regarding Shabbos, which is Kuvia LeMeiser. Shabbos is if someone brings food to Shabbos, and he's not intending to eat the fruits on Shabbos. Is it Chavin Meiser or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Chavin Meiser, just the fact that it went through Shabbos. Similar to Rebbe that says if it goes through the Chatzar, so you have in Meiser, even though you're not intending to eat in the Chatzar. And Rish Lakish says, no, only if you're eating in Shabbos, you have in Meiser. Similar to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, that you only have in Meiser once you eat in the Chatzar. Tomorrow says, seemingly, Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish is like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Says the word of Chavgim on Dalif, no. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi, that's for sure, you can say Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi. But I feel that he's more like Rabbi Yosef Abiyudo. He could also hold like Rabbi Yosef Abiyudo that in a chatzar, you're not chayov if you're not intending to eat it. That's why Shabbos is different. Chomer hu b'Shabbos. Shabbos is more chomer. Shken nishorim shenoshu me'eleim asurim. Because in Shabbos, we find another chomer. Fruits fell from the tree on Shabbos. Chaim explains that it was already detached before Shabbos, but it fell onto the floor on Shabbos. It's chayav and meiser, even if it fell on its own. But if fruits fell into the chatzar by mistake, they're not chav and meiser. So the fact that it's easier for it to be chav and meiser on Shabbos, that's the reason that Rabbi Yochanan is makrid, even if he's not eating it on Shabbos, is chayav. But by chatzar, he will agree, if you don't eat it, it's not chav and meiser. Rav Shimon Lakish, Kabeisi Avido. Rav Shimon Lakish obviously works with Kabeisi Avido. I feel that he's more like a rabbi, but he can also hold like rabbi. According to rabbi, Chotzer's Kaveh, even if they don't eat it. Why should it be different than Shabbos? Chomer b'chotzer b'chmiro. A chotzer mishtemer, a chotzer that is being guarded, is more chomer than Shabbos. Why? Toma b'chor mekach b'chotzer Shabbos ein anteiro. B'chor said, we quoted before, that a sale of a fruit, or putting a fruit through a chotzer, or putting it through Shabbos, is not midivrei Torah chav and meiser, it's only midirabonu. Ha'imi b'shem, ha'bshir melakish, ha'imi said, ha'imi b'shlakish, ha'mechuvu shebekulam, what's clear is ze chotzer b'shmiro. Meaning, from the three, the one which is the Araiso is a Chotzer. So Rish Lakish holds that a Chotzer is Kaveh Lamaisa Midir Araiso, from the Torah. That's why it's Kaveh even if you don't eat there. But Shabbos is only Midir Abanon. So if you don't eat there, you're not eating on Shabbos, it's an Achayev in Maiser. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Maiser is Daf Chov Beis.